It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a state lawmaker wants to help college students lighten their debt load. His plan, coming up later this hour.
Now, before the news, we were talking about how today marks the 50th anniversary or birthday of the G.I. Joe. I call them dolls. You call them action figures. Turns out you're right. G.I. Joe is known as the world's first action figure. Uh-huh. So I'll give you that one, Rob. And we want to know now about your favorite classic toys. Maybe G.I. Joe is one that you played with. What do you remember fondly when you look back at your childhood? What are those memories spent while away with a Light Bright, an Etch-a-Sketch, Mr. Potato Head? Tell us what your memories are and why you love that particular toy. Did you still keep it? Is it a collectible? You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. We're taking your calls right now. It's 1-800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Is there a toy that you played with as a kid that maybe you are passing on to your kids or looking forward to doing so? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. You are our guest at 800-642-1234. One of my classics has to be the Legos, and that's one that my kids, actually more so than I ever did, my kids went nuts, and they'd play with them, put them away for a while, pull them back out over a 7-8 year span and still going strong.
Now that is a classic-y classic toy, because Legos are, they still have the stature they did pretty much when we were growing up, if not more so. So they've really survived the test of time. Other toys, not so much. The game Operation I really loved, but I don't think you can buy it anymore, can you?
I think it still exists in, I think they've come up with some themes to it. I think there was a Simpsons Operation or something like that. So, yeah, where you could operate on Homer, maybe pull out a beer can.
So
I don't know.
There's some mods.
Well, let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234, sharing your favorite classic toys. We've got Dan to start us off in Wisconsin Dells. Dan, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What's your toy?
Well, my toy was an Evel Knievel. It was a motorcycle, and you would, I don't know how to describe it, but you would put it on this little,
like a little launcher?
And you would wind it up, and then it would take off like crazy. And I was on eBay one day, and I found one for $40, so I bid on it, but it went up to $400. And
oh.
So it must be a classic toy. And one of my favorite stories about that is I got the Evel Knievel motorcycle. My cousin John got the same one. My cousin Dave got the Rocket, which was the bummer. He cried.
Oh, poor Dave. He got the bum toy. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dan, for calling and sharing. I haven't heard of the Evel Knievel motorcycle. Do you know that one?
I don't. I remember my favorite pinball machine when I was a kid was the Evel Knievel pinball machine. I was never very good at pinball in any incarnation, but I love that one. I love that one.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Nick is joining us next in Madison. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Big G.I. Joe guy. There wasn't a thing as an action figure. G.I. Joe was all there was. There was G.I. Joe, Barbie, and Ken. You know, that was about all there was. So you just played G.I. Joes with your friends. And at first, he just had painted on hair, but somewhere in the later 60s, he had lifelike hair.
Oh.
Kind of little, like, and it was cool, and a beard and a mustache. And one time, we would pull him behind our bikes on a little plastic car. And one time he flipped over and I didn't know it, so I dragged him for quite a while.
Oh.
And it wore off the hair on his chin, and he had this really cool, like, sculpted, like, Fu Manchu mustache. I was super into G.I. Joe. Those were great times of my life.
Nick, thanks a lot for sharing that. And that would have been the taller G.I. Joes, not the shorter ones that I played with. They kind of did a whole revamp of the G.I. Joe line.
I see.
For
and
my
did,
era.
Did yours have the alterable facial hair?
I never tried to that extent. I never tried to sculpt that special mustache on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. And let's go to Brian in Clear Lake. Hi, Brian.
Yes, I'm calling to remind people of the 2-foot-tall Mr. T doll.
Oh.
That's what I had.
Oh, fun.
And was that a favorite of yours?
Oh, I loved it so much I kept it on the shelf. I went and played with it. He was an idol of mine. I dressed up like him for Halloween and wore jewelry around and thought he was the best. And then they had the TV show on, you know, the 18.
The 18,
and he was on that.
Well, I pity the fool who wouldn't enjoy the Mr. T toy, Brian.
What came first, the TV show or the Mr. T doll? It was Mr. T around before the TV show?
I'm sure it must have been after because, you know, after all the fame started to pick up, they would make the figures, I suppose, after the fact. But I treasured that. I don't even know what happened to it, but eventually I stopped wearing the jewelry and stopped affecting the mannerisms of them. But
it's probably for the best.
I listen for him on TV, and every now and then he pops up. But he's still a hero of mine in a way. He's got a strong moral character, and he was a good guy.
All right, a plug for Mr. T there. It's fun to think about him again. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Brian. And let's go next to Timothy joining us in Colfax. Hi, Timothy.
Hello. I've got something that I'm sure nobody else is going to bring up. It was a game, or it was a box that had a bunch of figures. It was called a wagon train set. That used to be a television program back in the 1950s. In fact, we were watching Wagon Train on a Wednesday night in June of 1958 when the disastrous tornado went through Colfax. And that was something. I had lots of hours playing with the wagons and the horses and all the pioneers, as well as the native, the Indians that were also coming on horses.
And Timothy, what happened to the set?
Well, a friend of where I used to watch television, we didn't have a television back in the 50s, and her nephew wanted that set. And so I reluctantly sold it away, and then years later I talked to his mom, and she had just gotten rid of it at a rummage sale. So if anybody has it out there someplace, I would love to get that set back.
All right. Well, get in touch with us on Central Time. We'll try to track you down, Timothy, and if somebody has that set, hopefully it can make its way back to you. Thanks for sharing that wagon train memory and the tornado memory. That's a profound toy experience. We'll go now to Mary in Chaseburg. Mary, hi.
Hi. My favorite toy was my sister and I. We used to play jacks all the time. I don't know if you guys remember them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we used to sit for hours, and I'm trying to teach my grandchildren, but take some coordination.
Yeah, definitely. My problem with jacks, Mary, is when my kids had them, they never all got put away, and I might be walk through the house without all the lights up high, and, well, you know what comes next? You step on a jack. They're really painful.
Yeah, that's true.
They are worse than Legos to step on.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
Yes, they are. But we've many, many hours. I have seven brothers and four sisters. And
wow.
We used to all get together, and that's what we'd have many tournaments.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Did you ever win, Mary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, we'd do it from hours, though.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing that, Mary.
I'm surprised no one's. We've had a lot of G.I. Joe calls. Haven't had any Barbie calls yet. I had a lot of Barbies. I don't know if I would say I was, really attached to them, but I definitely dragged them around the block and smashed them into earthworms and things like that. But it's lots of different fun to have with the toys. Lots of different uses that the manufacturers never intended. Well, happy birthday, G.I. Joe. 50 years today.
Thanks to all of you for sharing your calls, your favorite toy memories. Keep it going on the Central Time Facebook page. We're Central Time on WPR.
Coming up, we'll be talking about a plan to lighten the debt load for Wisconsin students. First, here's a look at some of the latest news with Kristen Durst.